I used to listen to music with like my head pressed up against the stereo speaker, and I just wanted to be inside the music. And I didn't have a picture of what a singer-songwriter was. I'd never seen one. And I just knew of cover bands and karaoke and then famous people.
From a music fan in Maine to a mainstay in the Boston folk scene, Katie Curtis most certainly accomplished her goal. And while she's celebrating the sweet life in a batch of new songs, she's also helping others get inside the music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. A sweet voice and sweet melodies. Well, it's all part of the Katie Curtis catalog and the singer-songwriter's new album, Sweet Life. But staying focused on the bright side of life, lyrically, is a challenge and a change from songs like People Look Around off her last album, which spoke out strongly to raise awareness for Hurricane Katrina victims. So why the switch? Well, during an interview at FUV, Katie gave me a few of the details behind a theme that emerged in Sweet Life and explained how she's also keeping positive by starting the Aspire to Inspire Endowment.
When I was 15 years old, I was given a guitar by a woman I hardly knew. She was an artist and a stage manager at a theater production that I had this small part in. And I wanted to buy the guitar from her, and she said, "Look, if you promise me you'll learn to play it, you can have it." Wow. And I took it really seriously, and I always thought about her, and she left the town, and I have never been able to thank her. So I was telling this to a friend, and she said, "Well, you know, maybe you should give a guitar to somebody." And then I thought, yeah, wouldn't it be cool if I could actually start an organization to fundraise to give guitars to kids who really want to play? And little by little, the word got out to various fans and supporters, and we've raised enough money to this year give away 15 guitars through the Fresh Air camps.
The heart of that, just wanting to give back, is just such a cool thing. But of course, like a lot of things in life, you end up winning when you get to see the faces on these kids when you lay a guitar on them, right?
I'm so excited. And it's funny that, you know, I always thought, well, you have to be like this, you know, millionaire to be giving away things. And then you realize that there are people out there who really are looking for good things to donate to. And it's like consensual Robin Hood kind of thing.
Teenagers jumping off a railroad bridge. They've known each other since they were kids at the end of the summer. Good friends ready to fly. They do the cannonball into the creek. They'll do the cannonball one more week at the end of the summer. Good friends saying goodbye. They were riding double on bicycles, buying bubble gum and vying for the sun. And the summer was so long, till the summer was so
Any backstory on the title track you want to share?
Yeah, I you know, it's hard for a singer-songwriter who often writes about the dark side of life to call a record Sweet Life. But for me, it's about observing those moments that are so sweet when you go, wow, you know, this is such a great day or a minute. You know, like I think the day that I wrote this song, my kids had this, you know, I have a 4 and a 6-year-old, and we had this amazing breakfast and they cleared their own plates, you know. And I went and I wrote this song and I came back in and there's like paint all over the dog and their hair is a mess, you know, and there's someone's in a timeout for hitting someone. And, you know, but there was that moment with like music in the kitchen, laughter down the hall. And I didn't want to miss that because despite all the chaos and the negative and scary things going on in the world, we have those amazing moments and we have the potential to really be like present with them.
I had lots of big plans for tomorrow. Most of them never did come true. And maybe it's a bitter pill to swallow, but it led me here to this sweet life. Laughter down the hall. I didn't know what I was missing, but I almost missed it all.
New music from Katie Curtis and the title track of Sweet Life. For the complete interview and performance, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.